Days towards the bottom of the page, Amar Rav, like seven lines up. Kulan poslin b'kahuna. So in these cases of the Mishnah, which the halacha is that the get is not valid, so we have four cases. Even though it's not valid, midaraisa, the chum gave it a din of a get. If the husband would give it to the wife, she would not be divorced. But subsequently, if the husband dies, she can't marry a kohen. She's considered a gerusha legabi the isser of kahuna, so she's also to a kohen. Chutz min harishon, except for out of the four cases, the first case is not a mice of gerushin at all. It's written not l'shem gerushin at all. So that is not possible kahuna. But the three other cases where it wasn't written for his gerushin or for her gerushin or because of breira, there's a psul. Shmuel Amar Afarishan Ami Poisel. Even in the first case, it passes. But also Shmuel Tameh, the more says that Shmuel is. We find Shmuel another place has such a concept. Where is that? Damer Shmuel Komakim Shishonu Chachamim Get Poisel is Poisel or Poisel. And the Chachamim use lashon of Get Poisel, supposed to Get Bottle. Lashon apostle means that it's invalid, but it is poisel from kahuna. If we use lashon get bottle, means it's nothing. Chalitza psula, and Shmuel continues and says, because when Chazal used lashon of chalitza psula, it means psula, the chalitza is not valid, but upashlato mino achin, but she's no longer, once there's chalitza, she's also to the, no, once one of the brothers does chalitza, so he cannot take her afterwards, and none of the brothers can take her if there are other brothers, surviving brothers. So we hear the chalitza was not valid, so okay, so let somebody else do yibam afterwards. No, she's also to the brothers. But Merabba Amri Mishmei the Rabbi Elozer, they quote the name of Rabbi Elozer, the Amora. The Rabbi Elozer says, small belial, so begars the chalitza. Chazal gave certain psulim. So one of them is if they do it, if the ma'isa chalitza is done with her left hand, so small, or v'layla, if it's done at nighttime, is psulois, but upoisless. Since the action was, everything else was done properly, it was just a problem, an extrinsic type of problem. So that Chazal put it to Locha that the chalitza is considered a chalitza, which would now prohibit it to the brothers. But katan, if the one who did the chalitza was a katan, or v'anpilia, it was done with a sack as opposed to a shoe, if psula is v'ein poisless, even though Chazal used lashon of psula over there, it does not pass her from the yachid. Ziri Omar, going back to our Mishnah. Chulin ain't poison, chutzmin achrin. The first two cases, these are intrinsic, these halachas are so basic to the concept of a get. So a get was not written the shame, the gerishin of the man. Or the shema for the woman is not a get at all. If the husband would give it to her, nothing happens. She's not also the kuhuna. Except for the last case. The last case is alachim breira. Siyod yesh breira, she'd be divorced. So we all aim braver, but we're machmer, at least we give her a status of a grusha, that she's also to kahuna. Abchenamar Ravasi, Kulan ain't poison, chutzmin achron. Rabbiachanamar af achron, nami ain't a poison. Rabbiachan holds even in the last case, so he agrees with the approach of Zairi and Ravasi, that these problems are so basic to the concept of the get, so we can't even give it a status of this semi-get to make her also the kahuna. A get which is not written for his gerushin or for her gerushin, it's not a get. So nothing happened at all. So the husband dies, she can marry a kohen. But even in the last case, which is the question of Breira, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira, even the Chumra, we will say Ein Breira, and she's not divorced. And we find that Rabbi Yochanan and Shita is that you say in Breira. Dama Ravasi and Rabbi Yochanan. How achan shecholku lekuchas sein umachzir and zelaze beyovel. So we had this a long time ago. So when the father dies, and there's multiple sons, so they have to divide the portions up. So we could look at it one of two ways. We could look at it that each son has a right, has some opinion in all of the property. And when they divide it, what they're really doing is Reuben and Shimon, two sons. Reuben is selling to Shimon all of his shares in the property Shimon is going to take in exchange for Shimon selling to him that which Shimon owned the Reuben's property. So there are two fields. So really, Reuben owns part of two fields. Shimon owns part of two fields. Reuben sells his share in field number two to Shimon, and Shimon sells his share in field number one to Reuben. So they're brothers. But what would that accomplish? They're lekuchas, these brothers. So what would that accomplish? It accomplishes when Yovel comes, the luck is all sales revert back to the original state. So when Yovel comes, all sales revert back to the original state, and this division is no longer valid, and they have to reapportion it, and they might do the same thing, but there's a new act of Mechir which will have to take place after Yovel. That's one way of looking at it. Or we look at it when they divide, we then say this was the portion which was supposed to be for Reuven, and this is the portion which was supposed to be for Shimon. So if that's true, this is Reuven's portion. It's his portion intrinsically, and there's nothing to return from Yovel. That's his portion. He didn't buy from anybody. It's his. So more so that issue was a Shaila Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, when they do the later action and they clarify, that is Mevar Lohan Freya, that was the portion he was supposed to get the whole time. If you hold Ein Breira, so there's no way to do that. So everybody got a portion. You can't say, is everybody in his bar? Who was supposed to be what? So they're just selling out to each other. So you see a Rechon holds Ein Breira. There's a tremendous kiddush in this case, which always bothered me, but I don't have a terrorist to it, so it's just warning up front. Every other case of Breira and Shas that I can think of, there's an action being done by a person, and the person is doing the action in a way which is unclear, it's ambiguous at the time of the action or transaction. And it will become clarified through subsequent events, either which are in his control or not his control. That's the worst discussion on my base. So we say, can you make a chalois which at the time that you made the chalois, it was not clear, relying on future events to make it, to clarify it? So that's the Shaila Breira. So one number says, yes, you could. So I'm making the chalois. I'm selling either A or B. I don't know which one. I'm divorcing A or B. I don't know which one. It'll be in the spar later on. How? However, we'll do that. So it's a human transaction being done. So you hold Ein Breira, that doesn't work. So it's not a good chalois. Here it's been a shemayim. So Rosham, the father dies. Yerusha is the Natara. The Rosham gave it to that. So you want to know, what did Rosham mean when he gave it to that? Obviously, there was no heavenly voice who calls out at the time of death, Reuven, take this, Shimon, take that. We need the Bezdin or whatever is the brothers themselves to work it out. So how does the Torah look at Yerusha? I don't know. I mean, but what is it with Breira?
When it was destroyed.
You know, we want to know when the Torah said Yerusha, recognizing the fact that many times there's going to be a division, and the Torah, and we learn out from Sukkim some of the vehicles that do division, the more talks about Gerol, and etc., how you do it, etc. How does the Torah look at that? Does the Torah look at that? That's now final. That's what Yerusha meant. Now they're called Yerushim, which is Reish Lakish Yeshit over there. Or do you say that that's not, there's no way to do it? If it's a single father to a single son, a father to a single son, so that's Yerusha, that's clear. Otherwise, it's never clear, and they have to sell these other portions. What do with Breira? I don't know. But this example is given in multiple places in Shas of the Din of Ein Breira. The father has the power to do that, but that's not under the umbrella of Yerusha. That's not so easy. That's called Matana. Depending on how he sets it up. He can set up a Matana, and then it has to take effect before he dies. Once he dies, he has no power over it. There is a Mechalkes Tanoim, if he can set in effect a division before his death, will take effect when he dies. That's what Machlokes Tanoim.
For the Yovel issue, though, it seems that if it's it'd be a bigger issue as well, because the sales revert back.
Right.
They just keep reverting back, and the growth by then would be exponential. How many sons there are, the original family that moved in. So it seems. So you'd have thousands of people having to sell tiny bits and pieces back and forth.
Well, they don't do a sale. I mean, they don't do a.
I understand.
They have to renegotiate the divisions.
It just seems like it would be.
Right. The Gemara says that it got an interesting halacha regarding Rabbi Bikurim. We'll have a discussion later on in Memches that could be for the Rabbi Bikurim. It says, "Amar shenasatali Hashem." If I buy it, b'lekicha, the Gemara says it goes back by Yovel. If you hold kinyan peres lach, you can't lufta me. So I don't really own the karka. Any time bound ownership is called a kinyan peres, so they can't say "Amar shenasatali." So the verse is according if you hold the king of Paris love king of Gupta and you hold like your Be'echanon, the psukim of Bikurim would only be relevant to the person who was single son back to Yeshua. Otherwise, it's if you hold king of Paris king of Gupta, so Be'echanon holds king of Paris love king of Gupta. Did I say that right? It's called the Yechon Ishlokish. No, Yechon Ishlokish has kicking in a loop. The Gemara says, because if he did wouldn't hold like that, you'd end up with this impossibility of ever saying the Psukim of Bikurim almost. So, Hamacha says, they have the papers, Yechon maybe even though it's called Kinyan Peres because it's limited in the time that you own it, but it's like you own the goof for that period of time. Rishon says not enough. Can you say the Psukim of Bikurim?
There's certain types of
Yichud
that you can do,
and the more in that context brings in. If so, otherwise, what would happen by the case of Yerusha? Okay, so the more betzricha. So I have Rabbi Yochanan saying Ein Breira by the case over here by the get, and by the case of the Aachen. I need both cases. The Itamar Baha, we would just say the case over here of our Mishnah.
I think that's what he's saying.
I would say that Ein Breira, I would not know what he holds by the case of the Aachen. Why? I would say Baha come Rabbi Yochanan Ein Breira Mishum Devinim Lo Lishma. The Torah gave an extra word to tell me that it has to be written specifically for her. So I would understand that's not telling me a general principle about Breira. If Rabbi Yochanan said over here, we're saying that that's not a kiyum of what it means writing specifically for her. Writing ambiguously, maybe for her, well, I'll find out later on, it's not called writing for her. So it's something with a Breira. That's a chesaron in Lishma. If Abu Hassam. I would argue that this is not Mecher. It's some form of Yerusha. That's what I would have argued. So I even after I said this statement over here, I would need the statement over there by the Achim. It would say the case over there by the brothers. Mishum de l'chumra. Over there, saying Ein Breira means you have a chumra that they have to renegotiate, etc. So he says, you know what? I'm Ming Machra and saying Ein Breira. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying Ein Breira, and there's no get. It's nothing. So that's a kula. So I wouldn't know the fact that he was Machra over there, that's right, he's going to be Makel over here. Inami, Kitchila, that's a special din by Yovel that it has to go back to its original state. But over here, maybe you say Yesh Breira. So Tzricha, therefore I need both cases. Zakt Rashi. It's in the wide lines on Chavdal Mabez. At the beginning of the line, the fifth line down. All the four cases of the Mishnah, the Gittin in our Mishnah, Abisha Psul and the Garish, even though they're not valid, to allow her to remarry. But if they were given to her, they would make her posel lakuna in bala kayin nifsala love mishum grusha. So if the husband would give this get to his wife, he said he's in divorce, so nothing happened. No, that's not true. She's considered a grusha, and he would have to actually divorce her. Except for the first case, that was the Rav. Shlo nitzel b'shem gerushin klal wasn't written for the purpose of gerushin at all, and therefore it would not. If he would give that to his wife, nothing would happen at all. Avahanach basroi pasli. The three other cases, the three later cases of the Mishnah, would make her posel for kahuna, including her husband. The recha get posel for kahuna. So there's a concept called recha get. It sounds much better in Yiddish. Shmek the sovei get, right? You can hear it in the Yiddish, right? So Netanya Perek Bas. So the Mora has the following case. Harmer leishtar reat megureshes mimeni biat muteris lecholodim. So the man gives her a get, and he says, when he gives the get, I'm divorcing you, but you can't marry anybody, which means I'm not releasing you. So he's not really divorcing her. So the law is that Pasim and a kahuna, and the more it calls that recha get, and the more it says, well, how do we know? Shenemar, we make a drusha, which like many of the Rishonim over there, it's not a drusha gemara, it's a rabbanon, it's a smachta. It says isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. So it says a woman who's divorced from her husband. So chazal darshan afilo lo niskarsha elim isha. She's divorced from her husband, but she's not with anybody else. So she's only divorced vis-a-vis him, not vis-a-vis anybody else in the world. It's considered a get. So that's what introduces this concept called rech again, even though it's not really a get, because he didn't do anything to her. The whole purpose of get is to be mad to her. It didn't do anything, but since it functions along the lines of a get, she's also lacuna. Came along Shmuel and said, "If you're a Rishon, the reich get have it. Even in the first case, there's a reich get." Shmuel also said, "Chalitza psula is psula poislato. Kamakam sheshenino b'yivam is chalitza psula. If you use a lashon of chalitza psula, that means psula latir lishuk. She cannot marry. She cannot marry out. She's still bound by the yibum. You're gonna have to do another chalitza." But she's not permitted to the brothers. So why is that after a chalitza, you cannot do yibum? The kamalah, because we apply to the brothers the rule, the kima shalabona shuv la yivna. The pasuk says, the loksiva asher lo bona is based on chiv el asher lo yivna. So it says, "Kach ye'asher liish asher lo yivna es beis achiv." The pasuk is written after they did chalitza. So the Gemara says it should have said "asher lo bona es beis achiv." It should be written in the past tense. This is how we declare about a man who has chosen not to be bnei beis achiv. That's what it should have said. It says that he will not. So more darshans, once he's chosen chalitza, he will not be bnei. He cannot be bnei anymore. You cannot do yibum. So once there's chalitza, you can't do yibum. Kima shechol et shuv la yivna. So that applies not only to him, but to any one of the brothers. So this chalitza, even though it's possible, it wasn't effective. She cannot remarry out yet, l'shuk. But the isher of la yivna applies. The more is machlokes whether you get malchus on it or not. We had in your bummas. Is it just telling me that it's also, or telling me that it's a regular, it's a law of the Torah? If a person would do it, he'd be over lo yivna. Small chotzer b'small, meaning yivamis p'sula, v'chein chotzer b'layla p'sula. So the Rebbe Lazer said that not all times that we use the word chalitza p'sula is a p'selis from the Achin. Small and layla does. P'selis, the shem chalitza, it's considered an act of chalitza. Al Solanas is Bechsheira, But it's not done properly. The yalp regal regal mi mitzara. I'm sorry, it's going on the foot. The sibi manis by mitzara it says the right foot. Malal anami nafkalon hosam. And the Moreland's outlined also. So that's considered a valid mitzvah chalitza enough to make her. It has a shame chalitza, she can't do yibam afterwards. But katan, a child, or vinpilia, a kiltzen shall beg, and it's a sock made out of a garment material as opposed to a shoe made out of leather. Lav chalitza klal. The ish menach subim beparsha. Those are written in the parsha of the Torah. It has to be a man, not a katan. It has to be a now. V'imul yachmatz ish fine. So those are not pasellas. So Ziris came along as a back to our Mishnah that the first three do not create any reicha get except for the last case. We're machmer luchumra that the get was valid, because you'd say breira, and therefore it's called lishma. Upsul lakuna, avol inach kulu afilu reicha get ein behem. There's no reicha get at all. L'damalim regreshism isha, v'tir l'chaladim. It's not comparable to the case over there where he only divorces her from himself, but does not permit her. The get was written properly, just in the act of the Sina, he's limiting the he's not using the get the way you would like him to use, that he's supposed to use the get. Okay, that's called Recha get. But over here, it's nothing. Maybe this portion he got was supposed to be for somebody else, and they now have to switch it. That's called an act of lekicha. The worst, the West End, the way they would do it is they would just, each one would take the same portion again. They wouldn't renegotiate it. They would just reapportion it. But they'd have to go through the process. Til a chumrah. I would say, maybe over there, it's a chumrah. Machzirin is chumrah. Redoing it is a chumrah. We're not having masaf galei. Also, chumrah. So even if prayer is a questionable din, so you be machmer. Well, ain't a pesul kulu, but over saying that it doesn't affect her at all means you're so confident in brayer that even you be mekel. You allow the pshita, the brayer allow also the kulu. Inami kitchila, the shame shem kitchila ha'yisa below the chaluka liish echad kach yachzur b'yoyba liish echad tayv alav mishum the brayerhu. So this is a special concept of how yovel works, and you have to bring it back to the original state. So, but I would not necessarily extrapolate from that a general principle of Ein Breira. That's the more suggestive. Okay.